Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, those who are out there in the streets, this coronavirus, COVID-19, is scary. It doesn't scare me, but I can tell it's an issue. It's a problem. It's something that is going on all around the country. And it's designed to scare you, put you in fear. And it's working because people are more afraid today than they have ever been. I tell you one thing about myself. I know that they're targeting people like me with this virus. I don't know how these people get it, and I do care. I care how they get it because I want to avoid it at all times. I don't know whether you get it when you go to the grocery store. I don't know whether you get it when you go to the gas station. I don't know whether you get it if you're just driving around. This stuff is real. These folks are whatever plan they came up with to depopulate the cities and the states is working, because I tell you this much, I have seen so many different people who have been in contact with this stuff, and they have died. People are dying behind this mess. But it's something that you should want to talk about. It's something that you need to know. It's something that you need to get into. It's designed to scare you, and it's doing exactly that. It's scaring the pants off of people. It's scaring people to death. And but the way to deal with it is not being afraid of it, but be careful around other people. Use the word careful. Don't be afraid, because that's what they want you to. That's when they can start taking away some of your rights, when you are afraid and you think they're going to help you. They have no intentions of helping you as an individual. They're not going to do that. That's not part of the plan. The plan is designed to keep you in fear, and it's working. The plan is designed to keep you in fear, and it's working. People are afraid. Very, very disgusting, and it's very, very concerning. But we have to do something. I want to talk about Jessica Gray just for a moment or two, because Jessica Gray is weighing heavy on my heart. She's the young girl who we believe on December 1st was shot and killed by Willie Lark Jr. in his apartment. We don't know what occurred, but we discovered blood inside the house, at the front door, a puddle of blood at the front door also, and a puddle of blood in the car. He drove up to Columbus, Ohio, crossing state line. That's correct. Crossing state line. We don't know whether he took the body up there. We don't know that much, because the township police department is the worst. Well, they always been bad, especially when it's concerning black people. But they're bad all the way around. It's black or white, don't make a difference. The worst police department in the history of mankind. That's who they are. It's unfortunate that I pay taxes to that township. I wish that I could find a way not to pay taxes to them. I have not discovered a way as of yet, but I'm working on it. They do exactly nothing for this community. Nothing. And yet and still they want to collect taxes. which make no sense to me. We have to pay summer tax, winter tax. We have to pay for the police department. We have to pay for the fire department. We have to pay for other things in this town. And yet and still, we get no service. When I say no service, I mean exactly that. No service at all. We are in a real dilemma here. Any time that you have a police department who refuse to go out and investigate a murder, and they know the party, both parties, and they refuse to go out and investigate the murder. Matter of fact, they blew the murder case from the start. Even if they arrested this guy named Willie Lark Jr., chances are he's going to walk because they blew the case. They contaminated the whole area, walking all around instead of putting that yellow tape around the house to protect it. They walking all in the blood and everything. They're like the Keystone Cops. Some of you may be old enough to know who the Keystone Cops was. Look it up. Fumbling, bumbling idiots. That's what I could think of the Benton Township Police Department. And a lot of times, see, white people love police officers. See, but they are the most treacherous people ever in the history of mankind that you pay to get service for and they don't deliver. It's just like the court system. See, a lot of times people don't understand what it means to be black. Here in America, people do not understand what it means to be a black person here in America. You could be walking and getting killed here. You could be driving and getting killed here by the police. You could be in your own backyard barbecuing and getting killed by the police. You see? They always got us excuse. And the key word that they use is that they were afraid. So that makes it justifiable homicide. Because they got a gun, you don't have a gun, but yet they are afraid of you. That makes no sense. But this is the language that they use here in America. They get off. That does not give you the right to go out and kill someone, a person of color. In Lansing, Michigan, these guys came with AK-47s and everything. Everything. They had every kind of heavy artillery you could have. One cop, one white guy got in his cop face, was screaming. He didn't have a mask on or nothing, screaming all in his face. Nothing, no arrest. But here's what happened a couple of days later. A group of black guys went to the Capitol to walk the elected officials in with their AK-47. Them guys didn't show up for that. They knew they was coming, so they all went in here. All these tough guys that came to the Capitol gave the governor a death threat. They said they're going to kill her in the chambers. No arrest. Oh, there was one guy got arrested, but that was it. He wasn't at the rally. But a couple of days later, some armed black guys, armed to the teeth, walked the elected officials into the state house and stood guard. That was a powerful, powerful sight. That's what I like. And I'm telling everybody this. You're out there. If you mean to do the right thing, you better arm yourself. Because you got some crazies out here. Those Trump supporters, they would do anything. So make yourself aware of who they are. We got a couple of Trump supporters here in Barron County. Make yourself get prepared for what is about to happen, if it happens. On that note, I want to bring in my first guest from Texas himself, a nice guy, but a T.I. And we use the word T.I. We're talking about target individuals, people who are targeted by the government. They use microwaves. They use any kind of electronics to control the mind. And I know most people who are not under that title will say, oh, that's not happening. Them folks are crazy. But that's what they want you to think. They want you to think that these people are crazy. There is no craziness about these people. What they're saying is the truth. And you have to deal with it. Because it's them today, and it's a possibility it'll be you tomorrow. So you better get your act together. Get ready to deal with this. Because don't that you could not be classified as a target individual. Because they're coming. Everybody's expendable. Everybody. They care less about your safety. This is the government that we have today. And they're targeting people. Let me bring in my good friend from Texas.
Beautiful, hello, hello, sunny Pastor. Texas.
Hey, I'm Hi. Here. How you doing, young man?
I'm still hanging in here. Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. Thank you for being an angel. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you quite well. You sound good to me. Talk to me.
Thank you very much. Basically, I'm Jesse, and my telephone number, it is 956-583-7012, 956-583-7012. I'm not doing this for fame, fortune, or recognition. Basically, it is written, open your mouth, judge with justice, and defend the case of the defenseless. I am trying to defend the defenseless from cyber lynching, which is government-sponsored bullying and satellite radiation aggressions and torture. As explained before, I have been homebound for more than 7 years with a life-threatening electrosensitivity. Exposure to radiation, including the microwave radiation emitted by wireless devices, causes me swelling of vital organs and symptoms of stroke and heart attack, and speech, concentration, and breathing problems. I'm in pain all the time. Every day is a different torture. This is a horrible way to die. Evidence on the federal record proves that my electrosensitivity was caused by a government retaliatory radiation surveillance for denouncing how law school officials in Michigan committed fraud of millions of dollars in federal funds while giving law degrees to those affiliated to government agencies. During that time, Michigan became the first in the nation to criminalize aggressions with radiation without to life without parole, and that is House Bill 4514. My electrosensitivity has been recognized by federal and state agencies and by courts as a physical medical condition and proves that satellite-directed radiation is being used for cyber lynching, that is, to maim and torture men, women, and children, even in the privacy of their own home. In essence, we are dealing with depravity and cowardice unlimited. This is what the 9/11 U.S. Patriot Act and the secret FISA court unleashed against children and against other innocent victims. For many years, Holocaust survivors have warned of how ignorance, apathy, skepticism, and silence on the face of government atrocities have brought catastrophic and deadly consequences. It is well known that CIA agents torture innocent people to death on a mere suspicion of terrorism. However, it is not well known that those in charge of our national security were recruited from the cream or the crop of hate groups, including neo-Nazism. Furthermore, it is not well known that to justify expansions of the U.S. Patriot Act and of the FISA court and to benefit the wireless industrial complex and to justify the massive harmful military grade wireless satellite surveillance and tracking, even in schools, and to continue torturing children and other innocent victims, even in the privacy of their homes, and in violation of the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution and of the Separation of Power Clause, those in charge of our national security, in collusion with those in charge of educating and protecting our kids, manipulated more than 50 judges to commit fraud on their courts to conceal that the harmful military-grade wireless microwave technologies used in schools are causing children electrosensitivity and brain, eye, blood, nerve, heart, and DNA damage and other catastrophic and irreversible harm and disabilities that defeat the purpose of education. You can see weareTheEvidence.org to conceal that a massive medical malpractice and a massive Medicaid and Medicare fraud are in use to conceal that exposure to microwave radiation is maiming and torturing to death unsuspecting children, teachers, doctors, police officers, attorneys, and many others. In essence, to conceal that harmful military-grade directed radiation satellite surveillance, including microwaves, lasers, and X-rays, are being used to maim and to torture to death those who denounce government corruption and their families, and even in the privacy of their homes, and to conceal that under the excuse of national security, the future of our children and the future of our country and our national security are being sold to the wireless industrial complex, as detailed by a specific, concrete, and undisputed medical, scientific, and legal evidence on the record, and cited on the petition to impeach three federal judges, and other criminal complaints posted on the case law section of wirelesswatchblog.org. The CIA is attempting to make a perfect crime of these atrocities. On their attempt to escape criminal prosecution and to conceal the depravity and cowardice, CIA agents are imploring Congress to criminalize identification of CIA operatives in U.S. soil. The CIA attempts Intelligence Identity Protection Act is a coward attempt to conceal that CIA, FBI, and NSA agents maliciously and with impunity are maiming and torturing to death children, the disabled whistleblowers, and other innocent and unsuspecting victims and in American soil. Make no mistake, we are dealing with the American SS, KGB, and Gestapo, with paranoid, schizophrenic psychopaths, and with the same mentality that under the excuse of national security poisoned children's milk, injected pregnant women and toddlers with plutonium, threw screaming children into fiery pits, and burned alive more than 50 children in Waco, Texas. I am willing to testify before any court of law or legislature to the atrocities being committed against children and against other innocent victims by phone held permitting. Sharing this information with parents, teachers, school officials, doctors, attorneys, and legislators can save children's lives. Our children cannot defend themselves from this atrocity. Evidence on the record proves how a federal judge committed fraud on his court to conceal that federal agents attempted to make a nuclear 9/11 to benefit the wireless industrial complex. On the year 2002, a defendant in federal court in Brownsville, Texas, offer evidence proving that he had been framed into child pornography in retaliation for denouncing how federal agents attempted to smuggle from South America and in a briefcase a small nuclear bomb that was to be exploded in an American city. The judge refused to admit the evidence. The fraud on the court proves the attempts to create a nuclear 9/11 and to justify the massive and harmful directed radiation satellite surveillance, even in schools, to benefit the wireless industrial complex. In conclusion, more than 20 years of litigation has proven that the United States is no different from those countries that maim and torture to death those who denounce government corruption. And the United States, like in cruel dictatorships, neither local, state, or federal authorities nor the courts protect victims of government persecution and, at times, like in these cases, join with hate groups on the retaliation against innocent victims and even their children. Please be understanding and compassionate with those who complain of cyber torture. The sophistication of the means to torture does not mean that the torture and the assaults, including sexual assaults, are not real. Please use the golden rule before judging victims of cyber torture. Thank you very much, Pastor, for allowing me, and I'm sorry about my speech.
Oh, it's okay, Jesse. You're doing great. I really, really appreciate you for taking the time out and trying to convince people that this stuff is real, because here's the thing. It has not happened to them yet, you see. And I use that word yet because it can happen to anybody. People don't know that every single person is expendable. See, they're expendable. People are expendable. They don't care nothing about you. Just like this virus that's going around. They don't care. They don't care if it kills a million people. They care less about that. This government don't care anything about killing. But let me ask you this question. Do you know the difference between a laser attack and a microwave attack? Is there a difference between the two, or are there a combination of the same attack? How would you classify it? Talk to me about that, because I think people need to know that, you know, the microwave, I know, has been in existence for a long period of time. The laser part, I believe it came along afterwards, and they used that, and I think that's a better weapon. I think that's the weapon that they used when they attacked the people in Cuba, and when they attacked the Iraq army. And differently, I think it was laser then, because I think you can go to the satellite. You can control the laser with a satellite. I don't know about the microwave, but you talk to me. Talk to me about that. Tell me what you know and tell me what you think.
Yes, sir, and thank you for the question, sir. Basically, back in it was 1998 when I suspected something was not right in my apartment in Lansing, Michigan, and I asked an FBI agent in Texas if he knew what was happening, because my TV, my radio, it was not working, and there was, you know, I was in pain, and he advised me to put a radar laser detector inside my apartment. And after I called him to tell him that I have videotaped the radar and laser detector, microwave detector, going wild at 3 o'clock in the morning, he advised me to go home to Texas before they would cook me alive. Okay, but that was at the very beginning. Now it is more sophisticated. Now my meters, I've been measuring for more than 20 years. The meters show small amounts of microwave directed radiation, laser, and even X-ray and gamma ray. Now, the fact that most people don't think they're victims is because, in many cases, they don't know. And it takes years for the victim to realize that their maladies are not natural. They are being caused by maliciously, because doctors don't know and they don't want to know. They just want to medicate people to death, especially kids. See, this is one of the things that people don't have any idea. In many cases, they may be already victims, and they have no clue.
Let me say this also. I understand that the microwave, it attacks a man sexually also. One of the things that have came about, I had one lady on my show who talked about how she said it was done with a microwave rather than a laser. The government used a microwave machine on her rather than a laser, and she was having like sexual attacks at night. And first, you know, it sounds far-fetched, you know, when you think about it, because the first thing comes to a person's mind that's not true. But what I have discovered is that stuff like that is happening, and I don't know whether it happened to men or not, because using a microwave would definitely take away a man's desire to have sex. So it could be working both ways. Talk to me a little bit about that, if you have any knowledge about it.
Yes, I over the time, you know, I've been in contact with many ladies that complain of sexual assaults, and after that happened just recently when I submitted a document to the New York Police Department showing how the microwave radiation that they're using actually it is cooking their testicles, and how close to 200 police officers had to be castrated, and that was back in the 90s. After I submitted that evidence, and I started calling my city halls and everything, and I was on the phone explaining that, my testicles started to get swollen to the point that I could not cover both of them with both hands. Okay, and my waist, I have the pictures on the website, not of the testicles, you know, on my waist, I started losing, like, somebody, the way they mark a cow, okay, with something burning, that's the way I was marked on my back, on my waist, okay, and that happened after I submitted this document showing that police officers are committing suicide, and they... Basically, they're cooking themselves up, and so I tried to shield with everything, and I got to the conclusion that these lasers cannot be shielded, not even with lead, okay? On desperation, I tried to cover my waist, my testicles, with everything that I could, and the meter still shows some radiation, even underneath leaded shielding. So, you know, this is so sophisticated. I don't think there's any way that you can escape these aggressions. But I do have a videotape and pictures of the harm that has been caused over the years, and that evidence has been submitted to the court. Anybody can check it out. There are videos on the wirelesswatchblog.org, and people can see it. And it also explains how the judges have been manipulated by the feds to conceal that the cyber torture has been used also for cyber lynching. And in other words, anybody that complains of government corruption can be targeted by this technology. And like you said, Pastor, the purpose is to make appear the victims delusional, and that so they can lose the support of their families. And in other words, after the injury comes the insult, because, you know, and I feel sorry for a lot of people, because we have thousands of people complaining of this, especially ladies. For some reason, ladies come in bigger numbers, you know. But we have teachers, doctors, attorneys, I mean, people from all walks of life, and they're victims of this atrocity. And that's what I'm asking your audience, to share this information even with federal prosecutors, because federal prosecutors have a duty to protect people from a violation of civil rights, especially when it comes to children. And nothing, you know, in this case, children are the main target of these atrocities.
Wow, that's amazing. One of the things that got me, and I think that you may be able to answer this question, is that how do, you know, like, okay, they said do not put any metal inside the microwave oven. And you were saying that you even use metal and other objects to try to stop the microwave attack on you. And you say it didn't work. Is there any way that you can explain that? How come it didn't work? Or because I know that lead, anything metal, You can put a fork in the microwave, and it'll stop sparkling. The microwave will, but I you know, my way of thinking. And then here's another thing: aluminum foil is another thing that if you put aluminum foil inside the microwave, it'll start sparkling. So my thing, I have known women who have said that they have made them a suit, a with aluminum suit, with the aluminum foil, and I've heard them say that because they said the attacks are brutal at night, how they attack them, and they sleep in this stuff, but I don't see how the microwave could still attack a person's body if you have any kind of metal near you. Can you talk just a little bit about that? Can you, give me a little insight on that? Because I don't quite understand that. I believe that, that if there's anything like a microwave in the microwave oven, maybe it's a different type of microwave, but it got to be pretty much the same. Help me understand that if you can.
Yes, actually, this was explained by Dr. Hall, John Hall. He wrote a book about this.
I know exactly who he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He describes how extremely low frequencies and ultra low frequencies can even go across 2 feet or lead, okay? So there's a combination on the laser. There's a combination of this type of radiation along with my laser that includes X-ray. X-ray go through everything, okay? But also ground-penetrating radar. Ground-penetrating radar, it is technologies that they use for oil exploration. They can go sometimes half a mile down the ground to see if there's any minerals. Okay, so it's very difficult. Now, another tactic is that a satellite can send a very small signal. Okay, this is a computer, using supercomputers, they can send a very small signal that can concentrate on a vital organ from one angle. Another satellite can send another small signal from a different angle. And then another satellite can send another small signal from a different angle. And all of them, when they merge, is like you're under a magnifying glass on the sun, okay? So one little beam may not do a lot of harm, but when it is compounded with different types of beams coming from different ways, and they coordinated by supercomputers, and let me tell you, my meters show different beams coming from different ways, and they come and disappear, and I'm able to videotape that evidence, So this technology, it is very advanced, but it can be devastating. And like I said, just because the sophistication of the technology cannot be easily understood, it doesn't mean that it's not real. And hate groups have all this the motivations to use this. Now, one federal agent told me that they have caught people making this microwave weapons to cook their neighbors in their sleep, okay? So, we are talking about something that needs to be criminalized. The state of Massachusetts already criminalizes just the simple possession of an electronic weapon, okay? But besides Michigan and the Massachusetts, apparently Maine has something like that, But people need to know, and maybe they can make it at the local level, and maybe train the police officers to detect a radiation aggression, because right now a neighbor can be cooking their neighbors with impunity, and the police officers don't even have the equipment. They don't even know what is going on. And now when the people complain, some of them are sent to the mental hospital, so that is totally in violation of our rights.
Oh, absolutely. One last question, then I'm going to let you go. If I'm sitting in my apartment, pretty much minding my own business, and I get hit with a microwave beam, and sometimes I have been told that once you get hit, sometimes it could knock you out of a chair. I never heard of that before. This young lady told me that just recently, and I told her it normally don't knock you out of your chair. What it does is just simply torture you and allow you to continue to sit in your chair. I'm not saying that she's not telling the truth. What I'm saying is that that was the first time I ever heard that statement being made. That it knocked her out of the chair. Is that possible?
Let me just give you an example. That was when my little boy was like 5 years old, and we were sitting on the kitchen table, and he was looking out the window. My wife was, you know, sitting on the dining room with us, and all of a sudden, I felt the typical increase of radiation, and then I heard my kid screaming in pain, and at the same time, he was covering his face. One side of his face looked like he had been hit with a blunt object. It was purple. I started taking pictures, and my ex-wife started getting hysterical because she could not believe what was happening, okay? And those pictures became part of the federal record. But like I said, you know, the judiciary has been captured by the feds to conceal the atrocities that are being committed against children and other innocent and unsuspecting victims.
Amazing. Listen, you got about 30 seconds. Tell us what you want to know or you want the audience to know. You have really been very, very educational today, and I think that it's crucial for my listeners to definitely hear. And one last thing I want to say. Why is it that sometimes people get intimidated and afraid to tell their story? You know, sometimes they'll call me up and want to tell it, but when it comes to telling it on the air, they be afraid and stuff like that. Is there a reason about that? Do they get attacked more for telling their story or what? Can you just give me in your own words, make it brief if you can, and tell me about that.
Well, in some cases, you know, they might be intimidated by the retaliation. It increases every time you voice your these atrocities. The retaliation increases in every which way, including bullying. Okay, the other one, it is that the doctors are waiting, salivating to hear these stories to commit people, you know, and to force medication into these people, you know. So that is part of the Fed's plan. So they are afraid of this, you know. And thanks God on my case, you know, I have been found that I'm, you know, my mental health, it is healthy, and not only by one doctor, by many doctors, but by other people don't have that advantage, see? And if they don't have that advantage, the doctors are just there to stamp, you know, to rubber stamp people with a mental disability. And that's about it. You know, they lose all the rights. Someone that is being labeled as a mental unstable don't have any rights. Even a pet has more rights than someone with a mental diagnosis. And that is why the feds are doing this crime, you know. And now it is very, very sad that, you know, my brothers and sisters, some of them don't even want to understand it. And this is like I said, you know, we need to be compassionate. We need to try to understand, to do the research, to use the golden rule to support these people, because they're suffering. They're suffering, and they're suffering on their own. And this cannot go unchecked, because we are defending not only the future of our kids, the future of our country, and defending the future of our national security.
Absolutely. Jesse, thank you so much. I tell you, you've been a breath of light. And people are lighting up the chat board. They got a lot of talk. But listen, I'm going to get you back on so you can go into more details about what's going on, because I think people need to know. People need to know. Hey, I want you to hang on, because I got a really special friend that's going to be coming on. But just stick with me, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you for being an angel. Thank you.
All right. That was my good friend Jesse, all the way from sunny Texas. Now I got to bring in my good friend Gloria, because before she's going to say some words, and then we're going to bring on Amy Anderson. Go right ahead, Gloria.
Okay, good afternoon.
I'm here.
All right, now,
I'm here.
Talk to her.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope this information we bring you, I hope it outrages the audience. Reverend Pinckney, I hope they are so pissed off because the government is giving them $1,200 while they spend billions of dollars to hurt us, to harm us, to treat us like guinea pigs. So they're paying for this. Anyone that pays taxes, and we can't accept this. It's no longer acceptable. All right? So I'm going to tell you about rituals. In anthropology, rituals are actions with intentional symbolic meaning undertaken for a specific cultural purpose, such as a rite of passage from childhood to adulthood. Now, satanic ritual abuse, you might hear the letters SRA, sometimes known as ritual abuse, ritualistic abuse, organized abuse, or sadistic ritual abuse, was a subject of a moral panic, often referred to as the Satanic Panic, that originated in the United States in the 1980s, spreading throughout many parts of the world by the late 1990s. Allegations of SRA involved reports of physical and sexual abuse of people in the context of occult or satanic rituals. In its most extreme form, allegations involved a conspiracy of a worldwide SRA, or Satanic Ritual Abuse, organization that includes the wealthy and powerful of the world elite, in which children are abducted or bred for human sacrifice, pornography, and prostitution. Remind you, this is our future we're talking about. Thank you for listening.
Gloria, let me ask you a question. I know that you're a target individual. How do you think that they're attacking you? Are they doing it with the microwave or the laser?
Or the radiation. I used to get the electronic hits. That was about my head. I would get electronic shocks 24/7. And they also use things like holograms. And I woke up one morning and pulled my covers up because my feet felt funny and exposed my toes, and I had flames coming from my toes. Another time it was flames coming from my fingers. Now, this is all done with their, holograms and things such as that, and that's supposed to scare the heck out of us, which it did at one time. But fortunately, the next guest that's coming in, I would tell her, like, this or that's happening. She said, no, don't listen to that. They want you to think it's somebody right next to you or here or there. And then she explained to me about the satellites. But when he came to me now, I took I started studying universal law and found out that the power of a melanin-rich woman from our ancestors, we have power, and we have to tap into it. And that's what I've done. So now they will mess with me with the acoustics, like to your ears. That's where they did a cue ball around. And you might be in bed in a sound sleep, and you wake up. You're wide awake, you're sitting straight up in bed, and you're like, ugh, and you have this sound coming to your ears. And I find, too, which I'm not sure, I assume that might be lasers. I often wondered, is this coming from the inside out? Are they doing something? But my legs, I'll have a scratch all the way down the middle of my leg. And you don't realize until you get in the tub and start, oh, God, and you look and here's a scratch, or something. They tend to scar my legs, I guess because I thought that was the most beautiful part on me. So they do need you to take it to, think it's okay and desirable. But I'm good, mentally. And I am considered a survivor because if you can't do this, for 10 years, and you're still standing? You're a survivor.
Absolutely. All right, Gloria. Thank you so much. I got to bring in Amy, and we will take it from there. Gloria, you have a beautiful day, and be careful, and don't let this good weather get you. We'll talk to you very soon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you
keep
on doing what you're doing. You're a tremendous asset, and you're especially a tremendous asset to Amy, too. Let me see where we can find Amy. Have a good day now. Amy, where are you? Let's find Amy, Amy, Amy. Amy is not with us. Not yet, anyway. Anyway, people have to understand target individual is real. What's going on is real. You people out here who think that it's not real, it's real. This thing is happening. They're using all kind of experimentation equipment on us. They've been using the microwaves for 40 years or more. And yet, you still got people who don't believe it. And I'm so happy that my listeners now believe stuff is real. At first, they didn't. I mean, they would say all kind of stuff to me, you know, and they would even say that I was just as crazy as the target individuals are. But no, this stuff is real. And I want you to know, I'm going to bring on my good friend Lee until we locate Amy. Amy was due up next, but unfortunately she was not available. But we're going to bring in my good friend from Detroit, the only one and only Lee. Lee, are you there? Talk to me.
Hey, how you doing, Reverend Pinkley? How you doing?
I'm doing great. What about yourself? You staying safe?
Oh, yeah. You know.
All right, you're not around here often, right?
No, I'm not. I'm most definitely not around the madness. I'm keeping myself safe. You know, I'm dealing with enough madness as it is, from them, the COVID-19, to everything else. It's a struggle out here. But, you know.
You're telling me? But see, here's what you don't know. It just didn't start now. It's been going on since you was born. You see, that's the thing. It's been actually going on since you was born. Now they got another weapon that they're using on people to control the mind. They send in microwaves, they send in lasers, other electronics with this electronic devices that you have now. They can easily now control what you do, what you say, and how you say it. Matter of fact, if you go on Facebook and try to write something in, usually it has a list of words that you're going to say next. So you're going to use one of these words right here. You know, and that's about maybe 60, 70% of the time, which is a lot. But I know in your case, I am gratified, you know, to know a guy like you, a guy who's willing to take a stand. Go. It's not a lot of us who are willing to take a stand, I tell you that much. It's not a whole lot of us who are willing to go beyond the call of duty. It's not a lot of us who are willing to go and fight this battle and fight the government. The government is about as corrupt as you can get. And people won't believe that until something happens to them. When you sit around and wait until something happens to you, it's too late. It's too late.
And that's very true. I mean, even looking at the story with Kenya Brown, and as I kept going back over that story, I'm just looking at it. I'm like, you know what? Looking at how everything is really unfolding in Detroit, this ain't something new. I don't know why they... acting like, oh, all of a sudden this guy killed 6 people. Actually, he killed more than 6 people that we all know. It's just now that they put 6 in the media and put it out there that he was a federal informant. But the reality of it is everybody in the neighborhood in Southwest Detroit knows, no, he killed more than 6 people. But they don't want to put that out there. It's just like the other guys, you know. It's a bunch of them out here right now that they're doing they got the protection of the police department. They're able to do whatever they want. Then the police going to use all their technology and everything to find a way to discredit you when you know the truth.
Mm.
And this is a similar thing that's going on with me. You know, they don't And I've been messing around with my phone. I already know. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, before, even when the information that I sent to you, I'm like, how is these people keep getting my number and all of this and all of that? How do they keep knowing where I'm at? Reason being is because their thing is, how do we keep this guy quiet? We don't need this to come out in the media. Everybody needs to start knowing about it, you know. So I don't know. I don't know their next move. You know, the other day I talked to one of their shrinks that they had me go and see, and his attitude kind of changed, as in, I want you to pass this, as if it's like, we want you to talk now. We ain't looking at the fact that at one point in time where they were saying you wasn't keeping proper decor, now it's all with the attitude of, we need this to come out. So I don't know who communicating with who, but one thing I started doing is just paying attention to body language, what's coming out of their mouth. You know, I'm paying attention to everything, and their mood swings when they're communicating with me, because it's like, okay, you guys have made me super sharp. If I wasn't this sharp before, I done became extra sharp now. And by me digging up everything that I done dug up, it's like too many people that's willing to come forward now. And these are people within the community that a lot of them was helping me out with, like, hey, look, this happened, that happened. Research this, research that, you know, and is that a situation now? I mean, here it is. I got the government that I got to deal with. I'm dealing with the Wayne County Sheriff Department, the Detroit Police Department, and it's like, damn, this is a hell of a battle. It's a hell of a battle, you know, because you got corruption going in all fields of law enforcement. And now the thing is, we don't want him to get to bringing this forward. Mm. But there's a few that's like, no, we want you to bring it forward. But those ones that want it to be brought forward versus the ones that don't, they have a major battle within their own departments now. Because you guys talk about Kenyell Brown, but you got people out here with a higher body count than Kenyell Brown. He only did 6 murders. If y'all going to talk about him, let's talk about the ones with 10 to 15 bodies. Y'all ain't bringing them up.
Let me ask you a question about Kenyell Brown. Do you think that he was under mind control? Would you say something that he was may have been under mind control? What would you say?
I'm gonna be honest with you. When they put a lot of these informants out here, they call themselves trying to have them with street credibility. So in the process of building their street credibility is pretty much, if you kill somebody, we're gonna help cover it up, because now people are looking at you like, oh man, you know, you a killer, you know. Mm-hmm. So you got them. The problem is they didn't think that he would go berserk.
Yeah.
The guy's been killing. This ain't the first thing. I mean, even when you look at his record, you know, before he became an informant, he was in a high-speed chase with the police and killed somebody. So that would be like number 7 on the murder list. He killed his own brother and robbed him. That would be number 8. Yeah, on his murder list. You know, it's the more they kept me out here, it's like the mo kept coming to me, and I'm like, man, this is something deep. I ain't realize what the heck I done stepped my damn foot in, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize that this was their whole scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got these guys that who may be some heavy, who they consider heavy hitter drug dealers out here. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, well, we ain't got to pay you, but we'll let you keep operating what you do.
Yeah.
And we'll keep everything, all your dirt, on the low. Instead of us having to pay you with the money, we can not only pocket that money, we also going to need some favors out of you, because you making a nice amount of money out here. So when you got all of that tied in, and now it's a situation where, you know, we should have left. They right now they thinking like we should have just left this guy Lee alone.
Mm-hmm,
we didn't
mm-hmm.
think that he knew everything that we was really out here doing. You know, but now we done woken a sleeping giant, and he's not finna stop. Now he's like, oh, this is what y'all been doing. This is, that's why I say, all these cold case murders that them happen in Southwest Detroit, man, there ain't no such thing as no cold case murder. They know who the hell did it. They know
mm-hmm.
who did it. I mean, it's facts that they know who did it. If everybody else know who did it, then how do y'all not know who did it?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And sometimes, some of the cases, they don't want to solve, you see. And most of the time, the public is not going to step in and say anything anyway. So you're dealing with the once again, the public. Like, we got this case with this Jessica Gray situation down here, and they're not really trying to solve the case. Even though they know where the guy is, that don't mean nothing to them. That means nothing. And
see, I'm gonna tell you, you probably have to really do some digging on the background of the person who.
Oh, we have
everybody. You see what I'm saying? You have to do the background.
You know exactly who he is.
He just shot
three people, and this guy he went to prison for 19 years for shooting two people 16 times, but the people didn't die. And then he's supposed to kill one other person, and they didn't try him for. And now he's shot another person and killed him. And you know what? He just might be the informer.
I
didn't think about this before. He just might be the informer, like Brown was. He might be. And this just came to me. I didn't even think about it.
When you start seeing guys doing all of that and they doing all these reckless murders out here, you really got to get the – let me see if you an informant. You know, all you got to do is do a Freedom of Information Act search on them. And you find out what's really going on. Why is this guy's name coming up in so many murders, but he's not going nowhere?
Absolutely.
You see, this is the thing that I learned about Michigan. When the guy name keep coming up and he ain't went nowhere, it's a greater chance this guy's giving up information on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason why they're not gonna pursue these charges against him. But if he decide to say, well, I'm not gonna provide any more information, then that's when they're going to say, well, you know what? You forgot about this murder. You forgot about that murder. Or you forgot. You know, that's when all this other stuff gets to coming back on you. So now they done got him cornered.
The whole game plan is to get you cornered. They are, you know, they don't mind you committing any murders. When they get ready to pull you in, they're going to pull you in. This is how they operate. You see, and this guy, Willie Lark Jr., they know he done committed murders around here. They know that he done this. And he only been out 6 months. This guy's something else. And I believe, just like you said, I believe he's an informant for them, and that's the only reason why they will not arrest him. Also, one of the drug dealers, they all come together, you know. What's so amazing is that, you know, we have to expose them for who they are. These people will we're going to stop them from killing in our community. We're going to stop them from railroading people to prison in our community. We're going to stop them from doing whatever they're doing in our community, and that's a commitment that we have to make. We got the Benton Township Police Department. They're the Keystone Cops. That's who they are. They, you know, you remember the Keystone Cops? Come on, the fumbling, bumbling group of police officers. This is who the Benton Township Police Department is. They're Keystone Cops. The same situation. And I tell you, I am so sick of these people. And I got the nerve to be paying these folks tax to defend our community, and they're not doing it. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like what they stand for. And the way they keep getting away with this, that they allow it to happen. We got a couple TI individuals in this community, and they treat them like they're insane. You know, one girl they put in the institution without her permission, but that's what they do. Anyway, you got the last say. Whatever you want to say, just say it, because you got about 90 seconds to say it.
Okay, one thing that we need to really do, and I mean everybody, you know, this ain't just Michigan, this is throughout the whole country. One of the things is, because it's the same way they did with the counterintelligence program in the past, they'll let certain people do certain things in order to achieve their goal. So they got a new thing called Iron Fist. It's the same thing as the counterintelligence program, just tweaked a little different. You know, they got a bunch of laws to protect them, people in the community that's dying at the hands of them. You know, so it's something that needs to be brought forward so we don't have innocent people continuously going to prison. And it's like I said, it's gonna take the whole country for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But listen, we've got to let you go. But I want to say this. Those of you who have been in the Army as a female, they was raping women in the United States Army and covering it up from the top to the bottom. They was raping women. You hear what I'm saying? I know that y'all can't believe it. Oh, the United States Army will not allow that. Is just now coming to light. They was actually raping women continuously, making them sex slaves. And on that note, I'm going to have to say goodnight, all. Next week, same time, same station.